Do you remember a long time ago, after wedding, some people in the community would go over to that person's house and that night and make
serenade them.
What was the serenade like?
Well, it was just a bunch of foolishness. Going down there beating on plows and tubs and tin cans and all such as that.
Uh-huh.
And then once in a while they'd go in there and just have a nice musical ceremony and it was all over with.
Uh-huh.
I have seen them just go in there and just act crazy. Beating the wall, running around the house, beating plows and anything to make a racket. And maybe shooting off a couple of guns and something like that.
Uh-huh. Would it all just be friendly?
Oh, yeah. And I've heard of them going in there and pulling a couple out of bed. Making them get up, get out. All such as that.
Uh-huh. Say it. If last week you went to Ocala, you'd say, last week I went
to Ocala, out of town, the only way you know it would be Ocala.
Did you ever say you went up or down or over?
Oh, down.
Mm-hmm. Why would you say down?
Well, it's down south.
Mm-hmm. What if you're talking about Gainesville?
That's up north.
Uh-huh, so you'd say I went?
Went up north or to Gainesville.
Uh-huh. What would you say over about?
Well, that's just our way of saying.
What, you'd say I went over to?
Gainesville. Up to Gainesville.
Uh-huh. What if you were the city over this way? That's Will.
Huh?
What's the city over this way?
Williston.
Uh-huh.
That's over to Williston.
Okay. And you say he doesn't live here. He lives what the road he lives.
Well, he lives up yonder somewhere.
Okay. You say if there was trouble at a party, you'd say the police came and they didn't arrest just one or two of them. They arrested the
whole party.
Okay. Or if you're talking about everyone there, you'd say they arrested the whole
party. Well, that meant everybody that was there.
Uh-huh. Any other, would you ever say the whole shooting match or the whole gang or the whole bunch? Did you ever say any of those?
Well, I never have been into them, but then I've known of it.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'll tell you one experience. When I was deep in the church work,
mm-hmm.
when I had to, I was the leader of the church. I was a deacon.
Mm-hmm.
I was superintendent of Sunday school, teaching the Bible class.
Mm-hmm.
And anything that come along, I'd have the VTU at that time, and I was the leader of that.
Mm-hmm.
Strangers come in that way, well, I'd have to welcome them and all such as that.
Mm-hmm.
And the family here in this neighborhood was rough.
Mm-hmm.
They never did pay attention to church. But when I got in there, they got interested for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And they were coming to church and behaving themselves and doing, trying to do something for the church.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that there was something behind that family.
Mm-hmm.
I never could tell who it was, not a son. A grown man, I'll say, 30, 40 years old,
mm-hmm.
was in there, and I worked him a whole lot. Good hand,
mm-hmm.
and all, and but he was pretty plain spoken with his language and
mm-hmm.
such like. And I noticed he kept his hair, just shaved all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't understand that.